Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
7 o'clock, Sports Radio 94, WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Tucker Bagley's behind the glass. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. As the circus continues here in Philadelphia, Tucker might have to cue up some legitimate circus music here, because we have a circus here in Philadelphia. We have a circus, and it is the Philadelphia 76ers. And they won last night. They pulled away in the third quarter. Maxey played well, and B, when he was out there, did his thing, and Andre Drummond had a million rebounds. Cool. I mean, it was a nice win to start the season, and it'd be fun if we were talking about a team that we thought had, you know, legitimate title chances and felt good about where this franchise was going. But that's not really true. I mean, if you're blocking out all the noise today, and you're like, well, we, you know, beat the Pelicans last night, then you're living in the clouds. Because what's going on right now is ridiculous, and the Sixers look like an absolute circus. I mentioned the other night that I put the onus for where this is now. I'm not absolving Ben Simmons. He's acting unprofessional, and I want that guy as far away from here as possible. But I'm putting the onus now on the Sixers and Daryl Morey specifically, because this should have been over by now. This should have been over. And as you read some of the quotes from the Sixers and some of the reporting that's coming out and Daryl Morey's quotes, and it's like, you know, the Sixers seem very, very willing to play a staring contest with Ben Simmons. You want to come in here and pretend you have a back injury and say you're not mentally ready to play? Oh, yeah? Well, we'll wait this out for 4 years. Feels like a bad Seinfeld write-up that Larry David probably threw in the trash at one point. We'll just wait it out. What's the worst that could happen? What the worst that could happen is the Sixers are wasting time, and they're wasting reality. I mean, like, the idea that a star is going to be offered for Ben Simmons now, like someone's going to wake up today and say, you know what? I'll trade you my star for this guy. Go ahead. You could have him. It's not happening. At some point, Daryl Morey has to realize that this ideal scenario is not going to happen. And it's a general manager's job to build the best possible team in any way possible. And what I'm getting frustrated with the Sixers right now is there seems like there's two things at play here. One, there's some stubbornness and some ego at play where, well, we're not just going to trade this guy because he asked. Okay, you don't have to like it, but your job, again, is to build the best basketball team. That's it. It's not to get your way. It's not to come out on top of a staring contest. It's to build the best basketball team. And right now the Sixers are actively not doing that for the hope that it will work out their way at some point. The hope it'll go back to, you know, the pendulum will swing. I don't think it's going to swing. And I'm also frustrated with the Sixers right now because the idea that, you know, this isn't a distraction is ridiculous. It is a distraction. And not just for us and you know, talking on the radio about it and bantering back and forth and all the noise you hear. It's got to be a legitimate distraction for the players. Like, they will come here tomorrow. They had a practice a couple days ago where one of their players was kicked out. They're going to come to the arena every game for shoot-around wondering if their point guard's going to play that night and will he show up. I mean, the idea this isn't a distraction to the players is silly. Of course it is. Let's stop living in la-la land. It's going to be a distraction. And at some point, you have to cut your losses. And if you're a great general manager, the way Daryl Morey has been portrayed, I mean, the fanboys of this general manager in Philadelphia, it's unbelievable. Like, it's as if he won titles here. Daryl Morey could do no wrong. He's done wrong. He's done plenty of wrong already. He is a good general manager. I was happy he came here. I supported him in the past. But goodness gracious, he's botched this thing. Because we're into the season now. Ben Simmons is, I mean, making a mockery at this point of the franchise. Like, oh, my back hurts. Can't come in. Can't play. Not going to be there tomorrow. I mean, I'm just waiting to see how far this goes. If you're a Seinfeld fan, familiar with when George tried to get fired from the Yankees, you know, it's strawberry sauce on the Babe Ruth jersey, dragging the World Series trophy around the parking lot up there in the Bronx. Like, we're not far away from that. Like, this feels like he's George Costanza in office. This is crazy. And I'm at the point now where I think Daryl Morey needs to trade him ASAP now for whatever the best offer is on the table. And I don't know what that is. You don't know what it is. I mean, Howard's throwing out TJ McConnell a half hour ago. Whatever the best offer is, make the trade now. End this thing now. This ideal, this pie in the sky idea that if we just wait it out, if we just are steadfast about this, we'll get a star. We're not traded Ben Simmons until we get a star back. Well, let me ask this question. And maybe, Daryl Morey's listening on his ride tonight, wherever he's going. Maybe he's going out to a nice dinner. Maybe he's going to meet with Rich Paul somewhere. Or maybe he's just flipping through the stations, or he's on his Odyssey app. We appreciate Daryl having the Odyssey app. Maybe he hears this. Hey, Daryl Morey, I have a question. What are you going to do if you don't get a star back? You know, we all have these things we want in life, and whether it's your job or your personal life, like we all want these things. We have these goals, right? Every one of us has a goal, big picture, small picture. You might have a goal that you're never going to take a job unless it offers you six figures and the best bonuses you'll ever see. That's probably a great job. I applaud you if you get one of those jobs. What happens if no one offers you that kind of job ever? You going to stay unemployed, or are you going to make the most of your situation and take a good job and go about building the best life for yourself and your family? Or how about, the idea of finding a mate, getting married, right? Finding someone to spend the rest of your life with. Well, maybe you say, I'm not getting married until I find someone that is so perfect, a 10 out of 10 with the greatest personality ever. Well, what happens if you wake up one day and that person's never showing up? And you never found that person. You want to live alone? Be alone? I mean, that's what you want, fine. But that's, sometimes people decide to go down different paths. They find the good in whatever person they're around. Like, this idea that only for a star, only for a difference maker. That's wonderful, Daryl Morey. What if that's not offered? At some point, you got to pivot. And as a GM, you have to make the most of your situation, which is a disgruntled player acting like a baby, trying to destroy the franchise and trying to sabotage the season. And in the name of ego, stubbornness, hope, we're just going to play this out and we're going to pretend like we'll just win a staring contest here. I think Daryl Morey is approaching this the wrong way. And if I were the Sixers right now, I would trade him today, tonight, for the best possible offer, whatever that is. And then I would take what I have, whether that is, a decent player they get back, a couple decent players, one notch below a star, a couple picks, whatever the machinations of a trade would be. And I would then work my tail off to remake the roster off of that, right? A couple extra young players, a couple extra first-round picks they get back, and then go make another trade for a player that you like and make the team better. But this idea of I'm going to sit on my hands. Like, we'll wait it out. When my phone rings, when someone calls me and says, Daryl, we've got a top 10 player in the league. You want him for Ben Simmons? That's when I'll say yes. Because if that's what we're waiting for, we're going to keep waiting. And if Daryl Morey wants to say he won a staring contest while the Sixers play a man down all season, well, good for him. But I don't think that's what a great GM does. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. It really comes down to this for the Sixers now. Would you trade Ben Simmons ASAP for whatever you could get? Or do you want to play the game? Because it certainly sounds like Daryl Morey and the Sixers want to play the game, which is we'll just wait this thing out. Tucker, you're Daryl Morey. What are you doing?
Oh, I'm waiting it out.
Oh, boy.
I'm waiting it out, Joe, because the idea, and I understand that a lot of people are ready to move on. Like, I agree, right? Like, I don't want to deal with the Ben Simmons situation anymore. I just told you earlier that kind of sick of it, right? I think everyone's sick of Ben Simmons, sick of the story, sick of everything. Like, no one's a winner here. No one's going to come out of this feeling good about themselves, right? Everyone kind of feels gross talking about Ben Simmons and the Sixers right now. But I look at it and I agree with Daryl Morey. I agree that, I'll sit here and wait. Why not? Is this team a contender right now? No. Would they be a contender with an additional role player or two if they move on from Ben Simmons? No. So if you're going to sit here and you're going to wait for the best offer, if you're going to have the longest look in the room, as Sam Mankey once said, I'll sit and wait. I'll sit and wait for another player to get hurt, wait for another player to become disgruntled, wait for another team to get so desperate that they'll give you something of value for Ben Simmons. Because right now, I mean, his value has never been lower, right? And I feel like we say that once a week and somehow he finds a way to dig the hole deeper and get lower. But, I mean, he has to be on bedrock now, right? Like, he has to be at absolute rock bottom. And at some point, with the season going on and with players becoming, you know, eligible to be traded again in a couple weeks.
Right.
And you know, teams playing and maybe a surprise team, you know, gets hot and decides that, you know, Ben Simmons is a player that's going to put them over the top and foolishly trades, you know, a couple first round picks for him. Until that happens, yeah, I have no problem waiting out. And if you get to watch Ben Simmons and see him sit at home and basically see his contract slowly dissipate because he refuses to participate with the team, is it petty to enjoy that? Possibly, but I'm going to.
So I'll ask you, because you're in effect, you're playing the role of Daryl Morey. Are you willing to throw the season away for principle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what he's doing, isn't it?
That's why I'm frustrated. You know why? Because real life and principle, I think we like, this is real life. It's not a video game where you could just simulate to the next year. Joel Embiid is a star player. Like, imagine telling Joel Embiid, trust me, big fella, I'm going to get us the best offer. And then we waste the year of this guy's career. Like, this doesn't work in real life. Real life doesn't sit around and wait for this amazing thing to happen. You got to make the most of the situation. Tucker wants to wait. I've had enough already. I'll trade Ben Simmons today for the best offer that's out there. I'd call every other GM and say, by noon tomorrow, if you're interested, give me your best offer, whatever it is. I'd line them up. I'd pick the best one and be done with this. 215-592-9494. Would you wait this out? Are you willing to wait this out? If you're Daryl Morey. I let Tucker be Daryl Morey, and he's basically like, yeah, cool. Let's wait it out.
I'm just doing Daryl Morey things.
Yeah, just doing Daryl Morey things, just not winning titles. Warren is in Cherry Hill. What's up, Warren?
Hey, what's going on? I really wish I caught Howard, because I got to be honest with you. Howard's one of the best. He does his homework. But before Morey came in, I'm telling you, you can check with him. Howard, not only before anybody even thought it, Howard said that was going to be our GM and how happy he was. So he's changing his mind, but that's here and there. I got to be honest with you. I agree with your partner. Sometimes spite and sometimes stuff like that, it works. I will not let that little garbage baby and the rest of his hanger-ons get anything out of it. Let me ask something. The trade right now, if they just do it for anything, if it's McCollum or whatever it is, they're not winning the championship that way either. So as long as Embiid, they talk to Embiid, I don't want nothing to do with that kid, but I'm sure not going to let him go and just do this. The NBA is going to have to make a choice soon. I just want to know, what do we have to pay him or when don't we? He can't say this backwards every other day. They'll send him somewhere, and they're going to have to sit there and go, well, if you don't play, you don't get paid.
So, Warren, I think it's fair what you're saying, and it would be fun to watch him kind of grovel and sit there and not get paid. But how does that help the Sixers?
I don't think I want a title. I could care less about anything else. And any trade they make now, they obviously don't think there'll be a title contender.
But Warren, how does keeping him help you win a title?
Because during the regular season, we've already seen the number one seed does not mean that much. So I want to see, I'm not talking the whole year, but you're talking after one game. I am not going to let this little creep get
see,
away.
See, no, but Warren, this is the problem. And Warren, I appreciate your call, and I respect you. This is the problem. Everyone's making it personal. Screw Ben Simmons. Stop trying to make it about winning. This is why I think, part of me feels like Daryl Morey wants to win the staring contest. And we want to get all angry and say, Ben Simmons, you wronged us. Now you sit there and you don't get paid. I don't care about Ben Simmons. I'm done with that guy. I care about the Sixers trying to win. Like, this is ridiculous. I find this whole thing ridiculous. Like, the idea of let's make him grovel and sit there at home while we play a man down all year. Like, everyone keeps telling me, if you're not training him for a star, you're not a title contender. Well, he's not playing, you're also not a title contender.
So it's a net sum of zero, and we get to, you know, have a little revenge.
No. Because if you train him for something and you're a good GM, you then could take what you get back, even if it's imperfect, and reroute that. And build your team a different way. Like, it feels like this is just the easy way out. Daryl Morey's job is not to play games of spite with some soft 26-year-old loser who plays video games in his house in Jersey named, what is his name, Simo something?
Sounds like what you do all day.
I wish I played video games all day. What's his gamer name?
Simo the Savage.
Yeah, Simo the Savage. We're having a staring contest with Simo the Savage. This is ridiculous. Trade this guy and move on. Mark in Woodbury Heights. What's up, Mark?
Joe, again, it's really getting crazy. I agree with you again.
See, Mark, I think you found the light. You and I, we're finally on the same page. It's happened.
I have been following Philadelphia sports since the mid-70s. I've never seen a guy who has sabotaged a team. Selfish, just sick. A guy that zero self-accountability and self-responsibility. You know, what a lesson for kids to learn today, looking at the actions and behavior of this gentleman. Get rid of him now. Just by him not being on the team, they're better. They're better. Because at the end of the day, in the playoffs, you can't win with him. You can't. You can win regular season games with him, but you can't win playoff games with him because he's a deer in headlights. He wants no part of the moment, okay? And it's never going to happen. You know, it was so refreshing last night to see guys on the court who were offensive-minded.
Yeah, they could shoot, and they spread the floor. It looked like, you know what it looked like, Mark? It looked like basketball like we see with the other teams in the league.
It's, I mean, seriously, when I saw this kid play in college, and then I saw him play in his first summer league game with the Sixers, I swear to God, I called my brother after that summer league game, and I said, I don't know what all the hype is with this guy. Then I watched the documentary on him on Showtime. Did you ever see that documentary on
Yes, I have, yes.
Isn't this the same thing that documentary portrays him to be?
Totally. I mean, he's never changed.
He's never changed. He is an entitled, enabled human being. Another lesson for people.
Yeah, and it, Mark, it's a
shame. Enable your kids.
Yeah, and Mark, and I appreciate you calling. How about that? Mark and I used to fight all the time. Now he's seen the light. I'd say Mark is now one of my favorite calls. I mean, he was one of my favorite calls, even when he yelled at me and told me I was an idiot. Let me throw another analogy at you because I mentioned that, you know, you keep waiting for something perfect, you might end up with nothing. Like if you're waiting for the six-figure job with great benefits and, you know, 2 months off each year of free time, you might just be unemployed for a while. Someone sent me a message because Howard said earlier that he would trade Ben for TJ McConnell right now. And obviously that was just a fun exercise to talk through. But someone sent me a message, said, you don't trade in a Benz for a Kia. Okay? A car reference, right? Don't trade a Mercedes-Benz for a Kia. You know what I say to everyone out there? Right now, he's not playing. So the Mercedes-Benz, and Ben Simmons is not a Mercedes-Benz. Let's just relax, okay?
Yeah, but it's in the name. Yeah,
you know what? Let me ask you this question. What would you rather have? If you need to drive somewhere, would you rather have a just normal, regular, every man car, or no car at all until you get a sports car? Right now, they have no car. I don't understand. Like, to me, this is common sense. He's not playing here anymore. He doesn't want to. Okay? You're not getting something special for him. Trade him away for what you could get. Like, Daryl Morey must be living in the clouds. Did anyone else watch the tip-off of the NBA last two nights? All I see is guys shooting jump shots from everywhere. You think anyone's watching their team play and say, you know what? We could use that Simmons guy. I don't.
Do you think Morey has had conversations with people revolving around stars?
Yeah.
Because I feel like, obviously, if he was offered one straight up, he would have taken it by now, and this would have been over, right?
Of course.
Right? That, and that's what he has claimed when he speaks to the media. But I just feel like he has to know something more. Right, like he has to know that some team, some player, some GM that he's talked to, there has to be something in the works. Not something imminent, not something that's going to happen today, tomorrow, next week, even a month from now. But
yeah.
If the options were as fruitless and were as barren as we think they are and assume they are, don't you think he's smart enough to have moved on by now?
Or is he holding out hope? And maybe he's heard through the grapevine there's a chance, I don't know, Lillard, Beal, Kyrie, right? One of those things goes sideways, and he's got the chip. Is that? I think that could be. I mean, maybe in his mind, a 10% chance on those three is worth kind of the walking through crap for 2 months. Maybe, I don't know. I mean, is it? Is a 10% chance that those guys worth a season of this?
Yes.
Is a 5% chance those guys worth a season of this?
Maybe not.
I don't think it is. And we're about to find out. 215-592-9494. We'll get everybody up here coming up on the other side. I would trade Ben Simmons immediately for whatever the best offer is. Call every team in the league tonight. Send a text. How are these GMs work these days? send the mass text out. You think it works like that? Mass text. He's got the little group on his phone. Other GMs. Sends the text. Guys, need your best offer by noon tomorrow. And you get the laughing emojis from the good teams. Like, they're not responding. And then the bad teams start sending their bad offers. Whatever. Send the message. Make the phone calls. By noon tomorrow, give me the best offer. I pick one. That's how I would approach it. Tucker, he says, you know what? Buckle up. We're going in for the long haul here. We're going all season. No big deal that this is, you know, the season's getting sabotaged here. I would trade him for the best offer tomorrow. Tucker would wait this thing out. What would you do? 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in on Sports Radio 94 WIP. And there's a big Week 7 matchup between Houston and Arizona. FanDuel Sportsbook, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is about to make it even bigger because FanDuel is giving new customers 30-1 odds on either team to win. That means you can end the NFL week right by winning $150 on a $5 bet. I'm on Arizona's side. They're going up against one of the worst teams of pro football. Still have their backup quarterback in there. Meanwhile, Arizona's defense underrated, and their offense, of course, electric with an MVP candidate at quarterback. Offers like this, one of the many reasons I love betting the NFL on FanDuel Sportsbook. It's the number one rated sportsbook app in America, and it's fast and easy payouts when you win. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP. FanDuel is sports betting made simple, and they're always hooking you up with great offers. Plus, when you win, you get paid in as little as 24 hours. See for yourself why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. Just sign up with promo code Gilio this week. Before Houston takes on Arizona, you could win $150 on a $5 bet. Remember to use promo code Gilio so they know I sent you exclusively on the FanDuel Sportsbook app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.